It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
I hate those moments where you randomly wake up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And you just know in your gut that something is wrong.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Jeff, what happened?
It happened to me recently because I heard a noise. I got up to investigate.
Yeah.
And I walked down the hall and I trained my dog Bagel to use the toilet like a human.
What?
It turns out he left a treat for me in the dog bowl and didn't flush.
Oh, yay. You have a toilet just for your dog, too?
No, should we share it? Sorry.
I should have called the dog in
the bowl. And he's just smiling at me with a big doggy grin, piece of toilet paper hanging off of his tail.
What? Oh, man.
Yeah, I taught him to wipe, too. Haven't I told you that?
That's very impressive, actually.
He is an impressive little boy.
Wow.
But one of our listeners had something strange happen to him in the middle of the night.
Uh-oh, do you have a troublesome toozy over there on the other line?
Well, we're going to welcome Doug to the show. What's up, Doug?
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing?
Doing good.
Almost as good as Bagel, you know?
I wish he could come over and clean up my mess.
I bet he can.
We're working on showing him how to mop the floor, but until we get there, we can be the best help that we can.
What kind of mess are you in, Doug?
Tell us what's going on in your life.
All right, so me and my girlfriend, Daisy, we've been going strong for about 2 years now.
Okay.
Aw, congrats, man.
Good. Yeah, well, everything was going great. About 2 nights ago, I woke up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It was like 12 o'clock, and she wasn't in bed, which is pretty unusual, you know?
Okay. So, was she, like, having a hard time sleeping or something?
Oh, that's what I thought. So I got up and walked around, you know, to make sure she was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, I checked the bathroom. She wasn't there. And then I walk up and I hear somebody whispering down the hall.
Two little ghost girls.
Weirdly, you hope it's that.
Yeah.
You better be talking to a ghost down there.
That's the best case scenario.
What was it?
What'd you hear?
Well, I listened in on a call and it sounded like she said that she'd been cheating with the neighbor.
What?
Oh, no.
Wait, your girlfriend was saying that?
Wait, was she, like, talking to her friend or something? Like, confessing?
I couldn't hear everything perfectly because I was just leaning against the door. But the one thing I do know I heard for 100% certain was her confessing that she was cheating with the neighbor. So I'm guessing, you know, she was talking to her friend.
She said those words, like...
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wait. I mean...
I'm sorry.
Was she watching, like, Real Housewives and maybe recapping an episode or something? Or maybe she's like, maybe you didn't hear her say, you wouldn't believe what I heard. She's cheating with a neighbor. Maybe she's
like soap opera talk.
Yeah, maybe she wasn't talking about herself.
That's a good point. I didn't think of that, Brooke.
Yeah, no, she said Doug has no idea.
Oh,
now that's even worse.
And you're Doug.
Yeah.
Brooke cracked the case. You are officially Doug.
Oh, that sucks, buddy.
I'm so sorry. That is like the worst thing you could possibly hear.
What did you say? What did you do?
I just sat there trying to, maybe listen in and see if it was any type of misunderstanding. But the more I listened, the more I realized, this is really happening. So when she started...
Man.
Walking back to the bed, I just kind of pretended to be asleep, even though I couldn't really actually get much sleep at all.
It sounds like you haven't slept in 2 days right now.
I think you sound great, dude.
I just feel bad for you.
I appreciate it, but it's not true, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
So have you tried talking to her about it yet?
No, that's actually kind of why I called in. I was talking to a couple of friends about maybe, what I should do. And, they told me just call into the show. They said talk to Brooke and Jeffrey and maybe they could tell you what's...
Do you have any other friends with better advice, maybe?
Yeah, like good friends.
My friends aren't the most insightful, so I thought maybe...
Okay.
We may not be either, but we do have a text line that has tons of people that text in with advice, too.
What do you want advice on?
Honestly, just something to say without doing anything like rash or doing anything at all. I have no clue what to do. I'm just kind of frozen in time right now.
Yeah,
Whoa, dude. So we're going to call his girl, soon-to-be ex, probably?
Confront her about that conversation? I mean, before we do that and we give you advice, what is your main emotion that you're feeling right now? Are you feeling angry or sad? Because you said this is a relationship that's been going on for 2 years. It's serious.
Oh, yeah, man. It's not like it's 2 weeks or something.
Yeah. So I feel, like, pretty horrible. I don't really know. If I'm, sad, angry, if I don't even care, it's like, I'm kind of trying to figure that out right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
Well, dude, I'm really sorry this is happening, and we do want to help. Regardless of what Brooke says, cheating is never acceptable under any circumstances.
Cheating is okay. What are you talking about?
And that's why we're going to come back with some rock-solid advice to give you, Doug, all right?
Yeah.
We'll let you make a call to your girlfriend and figure out what's going on right after this.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday phone call.
A horrible, crazy situation happens where you hear your girlfriend of 2 years talking on the phone to one of her friends after midnight, whispering down the hall, hiding from you. And she says, "I'm cheating with the neighbor. Doug doesn't know."
Oh, man.
That's what happened to one of our listeners, Doug, just the other night. And it's insane to have to just hear that alone. But it made me think, what does Doug really want to get from this phone call to his girlfriend that we're going to make here in a couple minutes? Because this is a life-changing call.
Yeah.
Like, not to put any pressure on you guys, Jose and Brooke, on your advice, but it is.
It really is.
And I think it's important to get her to admit it herself.
Oh, he deserves the truth, 100%.
Yeah, if you overhear something, having your partner say it, that makes it real.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that, Jeff, for
so,
sure.
In the spirit of keeping it real, Jose, do you have any advice?
I should go first.
Okay, let's...
Keeping it real.
Yeah, what do you think that Doug should do in his call with his girlfriend here?
So just like Jeff's just said, we need to get her to admit it, okay? So keep it open-ended with her. Immediately admit, hey, I was awake and I overheard what you said on the phone the other night. Then just ask, is there anything you'd like to tell me?
Doug, what do you think of that?
Yeah, I kind of like that approach, kind of see if she's like at least willing to admit it.
She's not
her
gonna,
reaction may tell you alone.
She's not going to admit it.
Well, she
you
might.
Guys,
you don't think so?
No.
Or she'll admit to some other horrible thing that she's done to betray you, and then we're even in a worse spot. So I don't, maybe give it a chance. Brooke, what do you think?
So in this, I'm not going to tell you what to say. I just think tone is everything. You have to stay calm, which is something I'm horrible at doing. Okay? So I was like, how could we help you like stay calm? Because we can't talk to you, right?
Yeah,
to calm you down if things get a little too heated. What if we played like a sound effect for you to like be like, okay, ding, I'm here. Like just help remind you to stay calm. Like that. You hear that?
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess she would think that he's getting texts on
totally.
His phone. Okay,
totally.
That might work.
I think that's cool.
Okay.
Wait a minute. If he's on his phone, though, how is
don't
he
think
get
about
a
it too much. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
How did you hear it?
It doesn't even make.
It doesn't
it
matter.
Does.
Oh, see?
Okay.
Everybody needs to calm down in here.
Okay.
We're getting too heated.
Does
all right.
Is it working on us?
No.
I like it.
We've officially equipped you with everything that we've got, including sound effects. So
yes.
It's a good one.
This is more than we normally put in to help our listeners.
It really doesn't.
All right.
We have it.
Everybody.
There it is. Okay. Everyone,
let's keep it cool. We're dialing the number right now. Here we go. Good luck, Doug.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Babe?
Yeah.
Where are you calling me from? This isn't your phone.
I'm just at work. I stepped out. I'm using the phone in my office right now, actually.
Oh.
But,
I need to save that.
Yeah. Well, there's something I've been wanting to talk to you about. Are you by yourself right now?
Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah. Not really, actually. Listen.
What's going on?
So, a couple nights ago, I noticed that you weren't in bed. So I got up to check just to see if you were okay. And when I got up and I was at the door, I heard you talking on the phone to somebody. You have any idea what I'm talking about?
No. What? what are you talking about, babe? Like, the way you're talking is really freaking me out.
I mean, look, this is a really difficult conversation for me to have. So I would really just appreciate if you could tell me the truth, because I feel like I at least deserve that much at this point.
Dougie, what are you talking about? I don't understand what this is even about.
Come on, Daisy. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
You know what I'm talking about.
Is that your phone? What is going on?
That's nothing. I got a text. Don't worry about
that.
Don't try and change the subject.
Why are you calling me from a number if your phone's right there?
That's not the point. All right? You need to listen to me, okay? The fact that you keep changing the subject is kind of worrying me, and I really think you know exactly what it is that I'm calling you about right now.
I am not changing the subject. I'm just asking questions because you're being weird.
I'm being weird because I heard what you said.
Doug, I'm starting to get really pissed. What are you talking about?
I think you know exactly what I'm talking about, and I would really appreciate it if you would just stop.
I would really appreciate it if you would just grow a pair and say what you want me to say. I'm about to hang up, and we need to talk about this in person.
Okay. So you don't want to tell me about, you know, who it is that you've been cheating with? Or why you won't tell me? Because I thought we loved each other, but I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm just making things up in my head.
We do love each other. I'm not cheating on you. What are you talking about?
Do we? I don't know. Because the other night when I was walking by the door trying to check up on you, all I heard was you talking about how you've been cheating and you've been going out for ice cream with the neighbor. And then what's all that about? Am I just making that up in my head? Or tell me what's going on?
That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Daisy. Okay, so who is it?
You want to know who? You want to know who that was about? Doug, you really want to freaking know?
Yes, I want to know. Obviously, I want to know. That's what this whole call is about. So just tell me, please, God.
Okay, well, if you had actually just asked me instead of being the weirdest person I've ever met right now, I would say it was our neighbor Eileen. Is that what you want to hear?
You're cheating on me with a woman?
I'm not cheating on you.
What are you
talking
about right
now? Our diet. No, you need to hear this. I was talking about our diet. Eileen and I have been cheating on the freaking diet that we all decided to do.
Awkward.
Oh. What?
Wait.
Is that real?
Who is this?
Hey, Daisy.
Diet Patrol, Diet Patrol.
Yeah.
Doug, what is going on?
Holding people accountable.
Yeah. Daisy, sorry to interrupt this conversation, but you're on the radio right now with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and we're doing something called an Awkward Tuesday phone call with you.
Doug, this is ridiculous. Why am I on the freaking radio?
Ooh, he just needed some help.
That was his buddy's idea. Remember his friends?
Oh, yeah, Brooke, that was
But I'll jump into Doug's defense a little bit here. What he thought he heard really freaked him out. It spun him for a loop, and he didn't know what to do for the last 2 days.
He loves you, Daisy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He thought.
And I love him. Why would he think I was cheating?
Because you said I cheated on Doug
with
the neighbor.
And Doug doesn't know.
Yeah.
He went to Baskin Robbins.
Well, maybe you should.
Wait a minute. Who's Baskin and who's Robin?
See?
Now multiple?
Calm down.
That's our calm down noise, Daisy.
It's our reminder to tone it down.
I liked it. I thought it worked.
It didn't work that well.
Okay. It works better than your listening skills, Doug.
We tried.
You got to understand. From my perspective, you know, how that looked to me and, you know, why I would feel like that. I mean, you really don't have to sneak around me like that. Like, next time you want ice cream, just tell me you want ice cream. It's a lot better than you think.
You make us eat salad every day.
Oh, Doug.
Boring.
What's wrong with you, Doug?
I'm sorry. I like to be healthy, okay? I just want us to have a long life together. Is that so bad?
I like to be healthy, too, but sometimes Eileen and I, we just want to freaking have some ice cream, and you and Richard are like drill sergeants, and I can't handle it every day.
Okay, here's the truth. This is what's...
All right.
Now she's getting mad.
Yeah.
She's probably hangry.
It's because she's... Yeah, exactly.
Maybe
I am angry, guys.
Okay.
Okay. You don't need to be on a diet, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Doug, are you cool with her cheating on the diet sometimes? Maybe you can even watch her cheat with somebody else on the diet.
Spice it up a little.
And
bit.
Now you're involved.
Oh.
Wow.
That did sound really bad.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. I'm not so sure that's my style.
Okay.
Yeah. That's okay.
Doug, can we talk about this at home?
Yeah, sure. Over a big bowl of Baskin Robbins.
Oh, there we go.
Gonna bring some home,
dude.
Huh?
Honestly, he better.
Wow.
At this point,
he's a keeper, Daisy.
I like that.
Okay.
See,
okay.
This worked out.
Now we need to hit the ding for a different reason.
I mean, ice cream turns me on as well. Doug. I get it.
All right. Well, I know it got kind of tense there for a moment, but it sounds like Doug, you guys have worked everything out.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty happy with how that went.
Okay.
Good.
And Daisy, how are you feeling?
I'd rather never do this again.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, well.
That's the 400th comment that we've got like that this week. So thank you for that.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.